You've used your skills to download the Triple M Rush Hour Catch-Up podcast. Turn your skills into a nationally recognised qualification. Check out skillscertified.com.au.
And here we go.
Buckle up.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier. Rush, rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation to this.
And here we go.
Buckle up.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
Rush, rush. You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation to this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Tevita Pangai Jr. turns his back on Origin opportunities to commit his rep future to Tonga.
Yeah, I think it's obvious he's had something hanging over his head for a while, but so now I think it's a very brave decision from Tevita Pangai Jr.
Plus, why Queensland should be even more fearful of Latrell Mitchell in the upcoming Origin series.
Yeah, likewise, Liam. I think Latrell's had something on his mind. Now he hasn't, so look out, Queensland.
Wendell Saylor's going to drop by to talk to us about the importance of the upcoming Indigenous round.
Power rankings are back. I'll give you my 5-1 of Indigenous players I've played with and against.
Oh, I like it. And World Cup icon. Everybody remembers where they were when John Aloisi scored that penalty to send us to the 2006 World Cup. He will join the show before 7 o'clock.
But Aloisi!
Aloisi! But up next, the Tongan Revolution continues. First Jason Taumalolo and Andrew Fifita, but now Tevita Pangai Jr. Wow. Has committed his future to the international game. Why it's good for international rugby league and for certain New South Wales players as well. This is the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG, we do the Rush Hour for Skills Certified. Tradies out there, turn your skills into a nationally recognised qualification. Take the free skills check at skillscertified.com.au. They simplify the process. Let's do this.
Trending now.
Tevita Pangai has called Origin coach Brad Fittler and asked not to be picked.
That is the voice of Paul Kent from NRL 360 last night, MG, on Fox Sports, that Tevita Pangai Jr., this boom young forward for the Broncos, has ruled himself out of Origin now and indefinitely.
Yeah, that's well, basically forever. That's it. Very hard to come back, but even though a lot of players and coaches and stuff, clubs these days change their mind off the drop of a hat. But you know what? There's been an obvious distraction on Tevita Pangai Jr.'s the way he's been playing of late. He's kind of dropped off the face of the planet in the last month. And he's been playing like a man with something on his mind, and this is probably what's been on his mind. And the fact that he backs himself and only signs one-year deals, unless he's done the last couple of years, would also be playing on the young bloke's mind, I think. Not everybody's a Sonny Bill Williams who can afford to do that. I think it's a brave decision. I really do. I think he would have factored into Brad Fittler's team maybe this year as a shadow player. I don't think he would have broken into the 17 in this series. But, you know, he's a kid. He's 21 or 22. He's definitely going to be, he would have been, I think, in the blue jerseys in years to come. But that's basically it. We won't see him again or ever in a blue jersey. And I think, it was a brave decision to call Brad Fittler. And now, hopefully, for the Broncos, he can get on with playing some back to his destructive self.
Very quickly, what does it mean for Tonga? This Tongan revolution just continues.
It's fantastic for the international game. It's absolutely fantastic. I want to see a stage when Tonga serves it up to Australia and it goes close to beating us. That's when we know international football has arrived. When Australia gets frightened by one of the inverted commas minnows of yesteryear. It's always been Australia, New Zealand, and England. The three, that's not international footy. But strengthening the likes of Fiji and Papua New Guinea and Tonga, that's so good for the world game.
Well, you talk about Australia being scared by the likes of Tonga. Just their forward pack at the moment consists of Jason Taumalolo, Andrew Fifita, Taki Aho, and now Tevita Pangai Jr.
And Fenua Blake.
And Fenua,
that's a great pack. Give me that pack any day of the week.
All right, quickly, we need to move on because the other big Origin-related news of the day is on the back page of the Daily Telegraph this morning. Nick Walshaw with an exclusive interview with Latrell Mitchell. Latrell basically outlining that the management saga he was dealing with, splitting with his previous manager and coming to terms with a new manager, had him struggling to get out of bed.
Again, we're all pretty quick as a code to jump on the bandwagon of, oh, this kid's a freak. This kid's unbelievable. He's the best we've ever seen. And because we see it. We saw it against the Tigers when he just single-handedly was on a one-man demolition mode. Well, that was done with this in the background. So you imagine if he gets clarity on, you know, we're seeing it a lot, Liam, lately, that players who overtly discuss their contractual disputes, it seems to affect their game. And I would love to see managers, and I've said it on this show many a time, I'd love to see the managers front the media on behalf of their client. I'm really thinking that these players these days want to talk about footy, not their contractual disputes and ongoing sagas, because it does affect them. They're human beings.
Why don't we? You're right. Now that you mention it, MG, we've seen Clint Gutherson, his deal's sorted now, but we saw him having to answer questions about his contract situation continuously. It feels like I've heard him talk about this.
I saw Dallin Watini's Lesniak the other week talking about him. Guess where Dallin is? He's not playing this weekend.
At all.
So, of course it affects the ongoing happenings of the player. Well, that's what managers are paid for. That's what managers are paid a good amount of money from players for, to look after their best interests. Mm. Well, at the moment, they're not looking after their best interests because at the moment we're not seeing any managers talking to any reporters about their stars. The stars are left to fend for themselves, which is wrong.
Well, if Latrell Mitchell has his off-field life sorted now...
Oh, look out. Look out.
This is the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Up next, it is Indigenous Round this weekend. It kicks off tomorrow night between the Eels and Panthers at Bankwest Stadium. This man will be part of the call team. In fact, he's filling in for you tomorrow night on the Rush Hour, MG.
Fantastic.
Wendell Saylor, one of the game's greats, will join us next to talk Indigenous Round.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
So Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG, this is the 11th year that the NRL is celebrating Indigenous Round.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Fan-bloody-tastic, in fact, because some of our best and some of the best in the code at the moment are Indigenous, and I'm so glad that we celebrate this round.
You're going to deliver your power rankings for the greatest Indigenous players that you played with or against during your career. But this man joins us on the line. He's actually filling in for you tomorrow, MG, while you're off on your community fundraising walk. The great Wendell Saylor. Good afternoon, Wendell.
Hey, gents. How are you going? Hey. What a wonderful week to celebrate.
Fantastic, Del. Not only do we see the creations of the jerseys, but we reflect, I think, about exactly how lucky a country we are to have the Indigenous involved with us.
Yeah, I think our game, it does celebrate a lot of things, women in league, but I think for me, it's so close to my heart, which I always appreciate. But Indigenous Round, when I think about guys like Artie Beats and Dale Shearer when I first came into it, I think Indigenous players make up 12 or 13% of the NRL. Obviously, that's it's a big stat, but also the jerseys. I love this time of the year when everyone celebrates the jerseys and, we pay our respects, so it's great.
What about, Del, when we think about Indigenous players? As Liam just said, after we speak to you, I'm going to do my 5-1 of Indigenous players that I played with or against. Who's on your podium? Who's the top three that you either played with or against?
Oh, look, I think for me, when I grew up, started watching, I think Dale Shearer was a bloke for me that I idolised. I came from Serena. Yep. Just to watch Rowdy carve up for Manly and then what he did in Origin for Australia, could score a try, and he always had time for us. So Dale Shearer for me was there. Always loved playing and working with a guy called Cliff Lyons.
Oh, yeah.
He was special. But I think for me, to end it off, I think in my top three, there was a guy called Jonathan Thurston. I got to play one game with him, and I probably didn't appreciate when you play against someone like, they're good, but just the way that he carried himself when he played, the way he trained, how a bloke could switch on so quickly. Like, if you're playing marbles or you're playing ping pong or whatever, or, playing cards, Jono was a guy that always just, he was so competitive, wanting to win, and then, he'd just switch on to sort of just relax mode, be friends with everyone, and then on the field, it was an absolute weapon.
You mentioned Cliffy Lyons there. I genuinely encourage everybody to, if they're not going to be able to get to a game this weekend, to at least watch them on TV to see these jerseys, because the Manly one, Cliffy Lyons' face is on this Manly jersey. It is.
Yeah.
It's probably my pick of the jerseys this weekend.
It is. It's the best one.
It's outstanding. Now, Wendell, you are graciously jumping in while the great Mark Geyer is He's off. MG, yes. MG, tell us everybody what you're doing this weekend.
Yeah.
This is our 12th year of doing the Great Walk Foundation. We walk from Bathurst to Blaxland. Over the boys started on Monday afternoon, so I'll join them tonight after the show, and then I'll walk Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, about 94 k's, and all the proceeds go to, you know, those that need it most. We've got our own ward at the Nepean Hospital, the Great Walk Foundation ward, which helps young kids with incubators and stuff. So while it's a torrid walk, the looks on faces after you present them with checks is life-changing.
Oh, it's outstanding work.
That's awesome. Well done, MG.
And
thanks,
Wendell, while he's doing that, you and I will be sitting at beautiful Bankwest Stadium getting ready for a night of footy.
Oh, I can't wait, mate. It should be great.
Wendell Saylor, thank you for your time. We'll speak to you tomorrow night from 6 o'clock.
Thanks, legends. Love your work.
So delicious.
What about the four players? Wendell Saylor named there, MG. Cliffy Lyons, Dale Shearer, Jonathan Thurston, Steve Renouf.
Yeah, well, I played against a couple of them, and my power rankings next from the 5-1 players, Indigenous players that I've ever played with or against, is defined by the players I've left out.
All right, let's find out who MG has in his top five. Up next, the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9, Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
This is the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. John Longmire, coach of the Sydney Swans, will join us very shortly. And tradies, listen up. August 29th is Free Trade Day. Now, giving up one day for many tradies probably doesn't seem like much, but for the people whose lives you can change, it is everything. Sign up to be a part of Free Trade Day at triplem.com.au and you can help out those less fortunate with your trained, knowledgeable skills. If you're a licensed insured tradie and would like to be part of Free Trade Day, head to triplem.com.au. MG, it is Indigenous round, and it's a tough ask.
It is a tough ask.
But you're ready to do it. Let's go.
I got that power.
Oh, yeah.
I got the power.
Power. Yeah.
Tell me you're not in your car right now hitting the steering wheel with your hand. Take back to our youth. Anyway, this week, I'm obviously Indigenous round. We're celebrating it, and it's a fantastic week. But we were talking yesterday, and you asked me a question off air. You said, who are the best you've played against? And it got me thinking. There's been an amazing amount of Indigenous players I've played with over my 15-year career, and so I've tried to narrow it down to five.
Five.
Ian Russell. Ian Russell played with the Steelers between 86 and 94. Man, he was a tough player. He was very underrated. Could have been anything, in my opinion. I think he had a bit of hamstring injuries towards the end of his time at the Steelers. He played 110 games for the Steelers. But one of them blokes, when I knew I had to go to Illawarra to play, I knew that I was in for a torrid encounter because he was aggressive and very, very skillful. And Ian Russell makes my top five of the power rankings. Dale Shearer. Heard Dale mention him in our chat we just had, and look, I was lucky enough to tour with Rowdy in 1999, where I saw firsthand how unbelievably skillful he was. At his peak at Manly in the late 80s, Dale Shearer was an outstanding rugby league player.
Three.
Gordy Tallis. The Raging Bull burst on the scene in the mid-90s and was always that bloke that you would look for in the opposing team. While his toughness was never questioned, it was his skill level. His skill levels were underrated at times. He was a bloke who could offload well on a tackle, pass before the line, at the line, or through the line, and was very good with the ball. So Gordy makes number three.
Two.
Laurie Daly. Loz was mercurial. Our careers mirrored each other's as far as time frame goes. That's about as close as it mirrored each other. His speed and guile on the field were far superior to most. Extremely great defender for a 5'8 or centre as well, and a good bloke to tour with to boot. So, Loz, number two.
So, we've got Russell, Shearer, Tallis, and Daly.
One.
Cliffy Lyons. Unbelievably, on the way to a test match, I remember in 1990 going to Wembley. We're all sitting there pumped up, and, you know, I wasn't even in the team. I was just ready to, I was with the test side going there, and we could smell smoke at the back of the bus, and true to his form was Cliff Lyons having a bunda at the back of the bus. or it ended halftime, but look, he was a magician on the footy field, and that was at times downright scary to play against, especially as a big forward. Perhaps blessed with the best dummy of all league players that have ever played, and his partnership with Beaver Menzies at Manly was, in a word, devastating to other teams. So, look, Cliffy Lyons, I think he played to a grand old age as well. That's a good thing about Indigenous players. They seem to defy father time. They can play forever if they want, and Cliffy Lyons is one of them blokes, and another bloke who was fun to tour with as well. So there you go.
An outstanding top five. MG, we put it up on our Twitter, on our Instagram, at Rush Hour Triple M. Who were your favourite Indigenous players of all time? Some names that haven't come up. David Peachey, Preston Campbell.
Yeah.
Obviously JT.
Chock Mundine, John Simon. I mean, these are these are the guys I played mirrored my careers, I would say. But, you know, guys like the JTs and the Inglises and obviously Luttrells and Cody Walkers and...
Nathan Blacklock's one that's come up a
Nathan
lot as well.
Nathan Blacklock, yeah, he's in the Chicka Ferguson mould, who just give him the ball and he'd do something special. So, yeah, what a great list.
Great list of players, but also a fantastic weekend to celebrate those players past and still playing in our game, Indigenous Round. Make sure you get out to the footy this weekend and enjoy it. But coming up next, MG, we debuted this person yesterday.
Back by popular demand.
The Winemaker. Received a huge response. If you missed it yesterday, The Winemaker coming up next. The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Swans coach John Longmire will join us very shortly.
The horse.
And World Cup hero, John Aloisi.
Oh, man. Do you ever forget where you were when he scored that goal to qualify us for the World Cup?
I was at the Oxford pub in Adelaide on O'Connell Street in North Adelaide near my house with a bunch of blokes that I used to work with. Oh, we'll never forget it, MG.
Yeah, it was fantastic. We had a house party with all our mates over and their families, and the house was rocking. It was jumping.
Speaking of things you'll never forget, yesterday on this show, there was a moment that will go down in history of the Rush Hour with MG. The Winemaker made his debut. This is somebody within rugby league circles, incredibly influential, incredibly well-known, and he has joined the Rush Hour on conditions of anonymity to give us the inside word on rumblings and ongoings in the world of rugby league.
Yep, we get a lot of rumour, innuendo across our desk. We hear a lot of it throughout the land, but this bloke's, he hears things through the grapevine, hence his name, The Winemaker.
This was the debut of The Winemaker on the Rush Hour with MJ.
Oh. Ooh, I paid it through the grapevine. I love it. G'day, Winemaker. How are you, my friend?
MG, Liam, can't tell you who I am or where I am, but I can tell you what I know.
Oh, I'm intrigued. Let's do this. What do you got for us?
Keep hearing, boys, that Tyrone Peachey might be enjoying the paycheck on the Gold Coast, but he wants to get back to Sydney. Ooh. He'd love to go back to the Panthers, but he'd be happy with any Sydney-based club.
Tyrone Peachey. My goodness, he's just arrived in Gold Coast. And,
well, there were those suggestions that when he signed, we wanted out of the deal.
Look,
and
personally, I'd love him back at Panthers.
Well, that's a good start from the Winemaker.
Yeah, I know, but Tyrone Peachey back to Panthers.
All right, what else you got, Winemaker?
Another one, boys. There is a potential straight player swap on the cards for the end of the season. Two big forwards switching clubs. It will be George Burgess to the Broncos and Matt Lodge to the Bunnies.
I actually have heard this. Of course, Parramatta chased Big Georgie earlier in the year, but I think all their salary cap's starting to go to the coach and Gutho and Moses and the like. But, yeah, I know George wants to kind of resist the urge to finish his career in Super League at the moment. He still thinks he's got a couple more years left
in. He's still got time left
in. And I know Matt Lodge's partner wants to get back to Sydney with their young kid. So, hey.
Backing up what the Winemaker's throwing down, MJ.
I am a bit. Yeah, what else you got, brother?
Our final one, boys. The grapes aren't as strong on this one, but before the end of the year, you might be reading the headline, Gus the Magic Dragon, as in Gus Gould taking up a job at St. George Illawarra.
Oh. Wow, you are good.
Strong first appearance from the Winemaker.
Strong.
Strong first appearance. Winemaker, thank you.
Anytime, boys.
If we're not sued, we'll have you back on.
Talk to you soon. Well, there we go. I had 40 text messages throughout today of people saying, is it him? Is it him? Is it him? I'm not saying whether you got it right or wrong, some of my friends, but you were close.
All right. The winemaker. Look forward. We don't know when he's going to pop up, but when he does, you know it's going to be with something good. This is the Rush Hour with MG Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Hey, WWE fans, wrestling fans.
Soccer.
WWE Live returns to Sydney October 21st this year.
Oh, we're going.
Tickets go on sale 10 a.m. May 28th at Ticketek.
If you can smell what The Rock is cooking.
But if you want to win a pair of tickets, 133353, call us now.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M, and it's time to talk some AFL for our friends at Bing Lee. And this Friday night, Collingwood, sitting second on the AFL ladder, they roll into town to take on the Swans for the Marne Group Trophy in what should be an absolute ripping game. The Swans coming off a hard-fought, narrow victory over North Melbourne down in Tasmania last week. And this man joins us on the line, part of the New South Wales' greatest AFL team of all time. He is the coach of the Sydney Swans, John Longmire. John, welcome to the show.
Good to be here, boys.
Thanks for your time, Horse. I know you're a busy man, mate. And look, last week's game, as Liam said, against North Melbourne, without six of your most experienced players, you must take some real joy away from that after a great win like that.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. We we had a really young team down in Tassie last week against a pretty experienced team in the Kangaroos, and had a great record down there as well. But we saw some great signs from our younger players in particular. They were fantastic. They competed really hard. Went down to the wire, went down to the last kick, and it was great to have our noses in front when the siren went.
Speaking of some of those young kids, John, Nick Blakey, first-year player, have you ever come across a young footballer who celebrates the little things as much as he does? It's like every touch is his first touch of a football. He's that excited.
They're contagious, him, Di.
Yeah, it's great to see, isn't it? I mean, I played with his dad at North Nolan for a long time, and I've known him since he was born. So, it's a great thrill to be able to see someone that you've seen, for so long come in and play league football like he is this year, an 18-year-old kid, and just absolutely loving it. He's really enjoying it, and he does celebrate the little things, which is why we're loving the enthusiasm of those younger players in particular has been infectious.
Yeah, not wrong. Horse, as a coach, you're about to embark upon nearly the halfway season of the competition. Sitting 14th in the ladder, obviously still a massive chance of making finals footy, and I know you'd be saying that to your players each week. As an experienced coach, what's some ways to motivate your squad, as winter starts to set in?
Yeah, it's always a little bit different, Mark, in regards to, we've got a new generation of players coming through now. So, we still appreciate the experience that we've got in our team. And on the weekend, Luke Parker and Dane Rampey were fantastic. So you still lean on those guys in particular because they know what it takes, and particularly with the younger team. But, we try and feed off the enthusiasm of those younger blokes as well. And, they're sort of playing league football some for the first year and really enjoying it. So it's about feeding off that and making sure that you use that as a positive. And that's what we've been trying to do.
Where are Collingwood most dangerous, Horse?
Everywhere. they were kick-off winning the flag last year. They were a bit unlucky. They're a gun team. They've won six in a row. They're second on the ladder. They've got strength everywhere. Their midfield's probably one of, if not the best, in the competition. So that's the area that's going to be the real challenge for us. But, we're looking forward to that as well.
Now, we mentioned in the introduction there, John, that you were named in a forward pocket in the New South Wales AFL greatest team of all time. Have you had a bit of a look at that team, and from a coach's perspective, what style of play would we see from that team, and would you get much of the footy, or are you more of a decoy forward in that lineup?
Well, I've used to been a decoy forward in the team, so Dennis Pagan used to count the amount of leagues I had just so I get out of the way of playing back in the old days. So, and I'm a bit concerned about the forward pressure. I think Paul Kelly's been put in the forward pocket to try and chase and tackle because the rest of us won't do much of that.
Yeah, right. So okay.
I wouldn't mind coaching it, though. There's a bit of talent there.
Mm.
I used to love watching the AFL interstate clashes. I suppose not State of Origin, but when Victoria played New South Wales and South Australia and WA. Will we ever see that come back, Horse?
Good question. I don't know. I've sort of changed my opinion a little bit on it because I initially I was against it and saying that, you know, you're worried about players getting injuries and that, but the older I've gotten, the more experience I've had as coaching, I look back on those days with great memories, and I was able to play for a couple of states back then when the state of rules, Overton rules were a bit looser, and I think that was a fantastic time, and I'd like to see my players be able to have that opportunity as well.
Well, this Friday night at the SCG, it's the Marngrook game, and the Indigenous heritage, it's a proud history of Indigenous players at the Sydney Swans. I mean, two of the greats of all time, Adam Goods and Michael O'Loughlin, the medal for best on field on Friday night is named in their honour. So it will be a fantastic spectacle. John, best of luck. It's an important game for your club, starting to build a bit of momentum into this season.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to it. It's a big, big moment in the club's calendar this week to celebrate the Indigenous round. And as you mentioned, two superstars of our game and the medal that we're playing for this week. Fantastic opportunity.
John Longmire, coach of the Sydney Swans, we wish you the best of luck. And that chat, thanks to Bingley, the home of TV. Head in store or online at bingley.com.au. This is the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Good News Corner coming up next. We speak to the great John Aloisi.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Almost done for your Wednesday, but thanks to Paddy's Markets, let's do this.
Good news, everyone.
It's good news.
It's the Rush Hour's Good News Corner.
The good news keeps on coming.
Triple M.
Time to talk some good news in the world of sport, MG. And before we welcome in our guest, we just need to set him up appropriately with a bit of commentary that I think most football fans will recognise.
Here's Aloisi for a place in the World Cup.
For us. He
scores! Australia have got it!
John! Come on!
John Aloisi, the Confederations Cup hero, has done it in the biggest game of all.
Come on, Australia!
Former Socceroo John Aloisi, welcome to the Rush Hour. Do you still get tingles when you hear that commentary?
Yeah, I get tingles every morning. It's my alarm clock. I love listening to it.
It's his ringtone
on his phone. Well, John, it is our pleasure to welcome you to the show. The reason we've got you on is because you're part of Optus's broadcast team for the upcoming FIFA Women's World Cup. The initiative that's been launched today is an outstanding one. Optus is providing basically free coverage to school-aged children throughout the World Cup tournament so that they can cheer on and support the Matildas from Australia.
Yeah, how good's that? It's a great initiative, and all they have to do is go to an Optus store and get the app. They go with their parents and they get to watch, you know, some of the superstars. And we all know how great the World Cup is, you know, for men, and the women's game is growing at such a fast rate. And when kids can watch, you know, someone that's playing on the world stage, they actually can believe and see that it's possible, and young girls and even boys can get to watch superstars and hopefully emulate them one day.
With only 17 days until the first ball's kicked, Johnny, the anticipation is building. We sense something very special from the Matildas.
Yeah, we do. They've got a look. They talk about the golden generation that we had in 2006, if you can say that. But this is our Matilda's golden generation. They've got superstars like Sam Kerr, Emily Van Egmond, and Lisa Devanner, and players that have been to World Cups before. And we've got a really good chance of winning the World Cup. And I know the Matilda's coach really well, Ante Milicic, a good football brain. And, you know, let's hope we go deep into the tournament and anything can happen.
Now, John, don't sit on the fence. What is a pass mark for this Matildas team at this World Cup?
Our pass mark is at least getting to the semis.
Semi-final.
We'll definitely get through the group stage. And then I think, you know, you need a little bit of luck to go all the way in a tournament. And hopefully we get that luck. But we're good enough to win it. And that's what we have to be aspiring to. And I'm sure the girls will believe, and Ante Milicic will definitely believe they can win it.
Now, John, before we let you go, and just to recap that offer from Optus, because it is an outstanding one.
Yeah.
School-age kids, go into an Optus store. If you're under the age of 17, make sure you take a parent with you. If you're 17 to 19, you can go in by yourself. Go into an Optus store, and you can get free access for this to watch the full coverage of this Women's World Cup. It's going to be outstanding. If you don't do it, you're kidding yourself. You miss an opportunity. But, John, the recent A-League grand final between Sydney FC and Perth Glory. Now, you have nailed one of the most famous penalties in Australian football history. What did you make of Brendan Santelaps?
Well, you know what? I feel for Brendan because he's had such a good career and he's scored so many important goals, especially for the Wanderers. And you have to give credit where credit's due, and Andrew Redmayne. He read the situation. It is Russian roulette, and he stood still. You know, most goalkeepers wouldn't. They'll dive early. But I do feel for Santelaps.
Where would you have put that penalty?
Top right hand.
Great answer.
John Aloisi, you're going to be part of Optus's FIFA Women's World Cup coverage. We can't wait to see it. Unfortunately, MG, you and I are not school-aged children, so we'll have to pay for the privilege, but we won't miss a second of it. John, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Well, that was Good News Corner for Paddy's Markets with over 1,500 stands in two huge locations. You are sure to find a bargain at Paddy's. Visit paddysmarkets.com.au. MG, we are done for your Wednesday. You got to go do a big walk, my friend.
Yeah, and if any of the listeners see us along the line, we'll be walking between Lithgow and Blaxland in the next few days. And if you can help us out in any way, shape or form, www.greatwalkfoundation.com.au.
Outstanding work, big fella. All right, well, you walk safely, and I will see Wendell Saylor tomorrow.
And I'll see you next Monday, because you're Liam, I'm MG. Stay random, Sydney!
You've used your skills to download the Triple M Rush Hour Catch-Up podcast. Turn your skills into a nationally recognised qualification. Check out skillscertified.com.au.